till this day. My father, when he sees me, he cries. Growing up in India, my parents are very supportive of girls. My father is a hands-on father, and he became a writer and a journalist. So dinner discussions about art and culture. We learned Bharatanatyam very young. So my mother was into South Indian culture, even growing up in Punjab. We grew up very liberal, very different. We were open to this world. I finished my BA. I turned 22. They found a match in US. His father is a doctor. They were well established. Getting married to a family who's very backward, who are very controlling. I have to cover my head. I have to bow and touch their feet. My mother was so modern. She never covered her head. We were wearing Levi's jeans in the 70s in India. But they come with me to the United States. My ex-husband said, this is not your home. This is their home. If you need food, anything you need, you ask. He's mama's boy. I was not allowed to leave the house or make a phone call. When my parents will call, he had two phones and he makes sure he picks up the phone in the other room. I asked him, can I check the mail? And he said, why are your boyfriend sending you a letter? And I just shut down right there. I got pregnant right away. And while I was pregnant, I'm cooking for the whole family. I'm literally holding my stomach, cooking, cleaning. I was throwing up till I deliver. And his mother said, she's just making up. Don't believe her. My father-in-law's roti has to come blown up from the tawa to his plate. And if it doesn't, he doesn't eat that. I mean, this is nonsense. My father said, so you wanted an educated maid then. I never got accepted in the family. For me, the longest time, I didn't realize this is not right. I didn't have any friends. I stopped everything, stopped completely communicating with anyone. When I look back, it's really sad. It makes me very, very sad. Very sad. I didn't tell my parents because I didn't want them to see all this. The physical abuse, I have bruises on my body. He would beat the crap out of me and the kids. My son was in kindergarten and he says, Mom, why didn't you marry a white guy? Means he's 4 years old. My neighbor said, well, why don't you do nails? I'm like, what the heck is nails, right? Because I'm a six, so we don't cut hair. So I was working part-time. He did not let me drive. I would take a bus. I was earning, and his mother, she said, we are feeding you. The food you're eating is my money. He was so controlling. He bought the groceries. The money I would earn, he said, this is the rules. When the money comes, leave it right here. And he would come after work. 3 o'clock, he'll come and take the money. He would give me $3 to $5 to spend. And he'll ask me where I spend those $3. When we filed for divorce, there was nothing on my name, not even the apartment. I didn't know my rights. I didn't know anything. Turning point was I had bruises on my arms. And when I put my mask on to do my client's nails, and she stopped my hands. And there was a bruise, I think, right here. And she said, what is this? I said, nothing. I was terrified by him. One time I called my family. When my parents saw me at the airport, they start sobbing. They said, what happened to you? My father told him, he said, I gave all my four daughters are wonderful, but this one and what you have done to her. You promised me you'll take care of my daughter. He was a chalu aadmi. He killed my spirit. Midnight, everybody sleep at this time. Then he calls the police. At that time, domestic violence was nothing, right? DV was nothing. And the police comes. He said, these people are in my house. I didn't invite them. I want them to be out. And luckily, my mother, being the daughter of a police officer, she knew how to talk. And she said, no, there's an issue in the house. They said, okay, we're going to take him for tonight. We go to see our attorney. And the attorney said, if you want to teach him a lesson, file for divorce. She said, file for his restraining orders. So I left him because of the abuse, and he beat the crap out of my son. Because he would say, Dad, don't drink. And he told the children, he's not the father of the children. There are five brothers. They're all alcoholic. They all watch porn together. They think this is funny. And I didn't think it was funny. They were so much garbage. That's when I realized my kids shouldn't be here. You can't tell people all these things, right? And being Indian, that's the hardest part. And our culture makes it difficult. Our people makes it difficult. Everybody said, you should have tried longer. So Indian people scares me, I'll tell you. Men thinks you will sleep with them and women are intimidated. I'll be very honest. My community was the worst. There's a family, like friends. And I said, no, I just filed for a divorce. And when I meet her, she said, my husband said, we can't be friends anymore. You're not allowed to come to our house or your children. So I have a very limited circle. I have a small, big life. I say my little, big life. And I stay away from Indian people. Really, really stay away from Indian people. My mother said, you cannot buy a respect or izzat. And that's why I've been by myself, living and where I am right now. I had nothing, no choice. I was 31-year-old, divorced with two kids. I had to figure out life. If my parents wasn't there, I don't know how I would have done it. My mother's a tough woman. She'll stand up like a lion in front of your face. My mother stayed with me for 9.5 years. We miss her each day. We spent over $40,000 in 91. We fought for 9.5 years. I signed papers saying myself and my children would never leave Santa Clara County. My attorney said, yeah, sign these papers. I didn't know my rights. I sacrificed 22 years of my life to get myself back, finding myself in that process. But I did my best. And I tell my children, I did my best. And I see the struggle in my children and I'm there for them. And they know, and it's hard. My children couldn't make friends. So you know, guess my smart son did? He said his father died. Then people are allowed to talk to him. He's a good human being, great human being, haven't found his passion. My daughter, she's beautiful, gorgeous. She still doesn't have a stable relationship. So they're traumatized by the father saying he's not the father. So they said they don't have a father. He was just a sperm. My mother's husband, this is what they call. My destiny, the salon was my safe haven, my clients. They were there. They were financially, emotionally, whatever support, they helped me. I think it was a godsend to be in this profession. My art was my life. Art is gift to me. I'm in Art Basel, Vienna, Austria, Germany, Paris. You know what I always say? My journey is that puzzle pieces came in a box. My story is my story, but change your story, change your life. So I changed my life. I meditate a lot. I'm a meditator. I found my community in meditation. I'm very secure with myself. I'm very comfortable. My skin. He made me a doormat and took me 10 years to become a rug on the wall. And you can't touch me. You know, we are beaten, but we are not broken.